Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us by various means. You can listen to us by an actual radio if you are so old that you happen to have one. Or you can go to the website www.guardiantalkradio.com and click the live stream button. Or if you're one of those people with that device in your pocket all the time, then download the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store and you can listen to us all day. But of course, Wednesday nights is exciting because it's The Blank Canvas, where we talk about everything happening in the visual art community. So this evening, I have a nice bunch of people from University of the Bahamas, UB. We're here to talk about various things, one of the main ones being the MOU, which we just signed. Now, when people started bandying that about in front of me, I had no idea what it meant, and I was too embarrassed to ask. But a MOU is a memo of understanding, which is basically like an agreement between two institutions. And it's exciting because it allows the NAGB to really be a kind of continued part of the UB campus. So one of the guests we have tonight is Walterior Tucker-Roll, who's the Chair of Communications and Creative Arts at UB. We're also going to be hearing from Keisha Oliver and Heino Schmid, who are both assistant professors in the visual arts and practicing artists. But Walterior, let's hear a little bit from you first about this MOU and what it means to UB as much as what it means to NAGB.
Thanks for having us, Amanda. So UB, of course, is the premier tertiary institution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And one of the things that we wanted to make sure to do is to extend our reach beyond the ivory tower, beyond our campus here at Oaks Field, to the community, which in a lot of cases, I mean, it already is very much a part of the community surrounding it and around New Providence and, of course, in the rest of the Bahamas. But we want to make it real by partnering with institutions like the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas through these types of memoranda. And so we are excited to be partnering with NAGB at this juncture because we are in this sort of process of global program review at UB, mm-hmm. where we're taking a look at every single program, academic program that we offer. We want to make them as relevant as possible to the experience of our students now. We have a rich history, but we are not what we were. Mm-hmm. And so it's time for us to rethink what we're doing. And this kind of arrangement allows for us to extend not only our sort of symbolic reach into the community, but our practical, everyday walking around reach. We envision having classes that are UB classes, credit granting classes, at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, or using that wonderful amphitheater that you guys have, which I think is amazing.
So right? Fantastic. I know. So, I love that space. I could just live in that space.
Yeah. And to allow our music students in our new music programs.
Part of it is about sort of facilities, right? Sort of sharing facilities in a way, because, you know, we all have space issues. And again, you know, I have that big building and that campus sitting there. So partially it's that. And then partially it's really sort of expanding the university. I mean, to go from college to university is quite a leap. And I guess we could maybe bring some of the professors in here, the assistant professors, to speak about, you know, the growing of the BA program. I mean, up to now you've had an associate's degree in art. How have you had time? I mean, I know it's quite soon, the MOU, but have you had time to think about, like, what this partnership with the NAGB could do in terms of writing a BA program or a master's program? Who's going to jump in on that? They're all pushing the mics at each other, like, you go.
No, all right. Thank you again for having us. The BA has always been a challenge for us. Mm-hmm. I think I've been at the university, then the college, I think the longest out of Keisha Oliver and Michael Edwards. And I remember when I first started as a adjunct faculty, we were talking about it. And it's always been a struggle to try and facilitate or marry the ambitions of creative bachelors of arts and, you know, with the space. And I mm-hmm. think, like, the transition into the university has allowed for a little bit more communication between, like, those two very disparate things, you mm-hmm. know, because there's a lot of possibilities theoretically for what could happen in a BA program, and there's also a limited amount of space, because honestly, the space that we have now is basically what was there when I was a student.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, that was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
he's not that.
So no, I mean only by a couple of years. So it's nice to kind of, it's been a slow transition in there,
yeah.
But I think it's become a lot more fluid and a hopefully a lot more possible to kind of mm-hmm. see the future of that program kind to grow.
Yeah, and I think it's an opportunity too that, yes, it's very ambitious to really bring on a BA, but also to really look at the programs that we have and how they can service other types of learners. And so we have been looking at our certificate program and how we can introduce that as a way in for persons who may not be interested in a degree. They may just be interested mm-hmm. in taking a few classes to develop themselves professionally. And I think oftentimes we forget that it acts as a feeder system into the degree program.
Sure.
And so like a John Beadle, for example, he actually was a product of that certificate program, and John Beadle is a premier Bahamian artist.
I am a novice. I do not know what the certificate program is.
So a certificate program is, it's not a degree program, but you get a certification within the visual arts. So you're looking at drawing classes, painting mm-hmm. classes, where you can be qualified in and taught in the same kind of environment as you would be in a degree
and
course.
And possibly museum studies.
Exactly.
Because
exactly,
I just met a young Bahamian, in fact,
mm-hmm.
and this is, I think, for me, what's so exciting about the MOU is that a lot of people don't have, again, like we talk about art very much from the practical standpoint, which is great, and that's all good and well, but there's so much else to be done in the art community that
Absolutely.
Isn't just making art, right?
Yeah.
And very often you have no way to understand that, and especially when you're young. And so I just met a young Bahamian who'd been off at college, I can't remember where, and she'd been studying biology and chemistry, but she ended up being interested in art, did a museum certificate, a mm-hmm. museum's administration certificate, mm-hmm. and now is interested in conservation, which is something that we really, really desperately need in this country. But again, without that certificate, so now she can actually come and like work a little bit at the NAGB in the summer because she has a museum study certificate, so we can allow her to look at the collection.
And I guess that's something that we're hoping, and I guess Walteria really could speak more to it, we're really hoping to push for with this new MOU with NAGB mm-hmm. because obviously you have the resources, both the space as well as the personnel to really facilitate and support the faculty at mm-hmm. UB in really designing a certificate program mm-hmm. or a course within our degree programming to really support those who are interested in not just curatorial practice but
administration,
arts management,
writing about
writing
journalism. So again, I think
I was just going to say you have the students would have access to the collection, which
mm-hmm.
is I think by itself
amazing.
Can branch off into so many possibilities.
Mm-hmm. We actually right now. We just did an open call for writers because we're trying to like really get a lot of writing done on the collection, like very basic writing, like who, what, where, when, why, you know?
Yeah.
We have a group of maybe 6 young Bahamians that just, you know, and again, if we could then give them credit for that or
mm-hmm.
spend more time training them to, mm-hmm. you know, again, do it. So it's really interesting where the intersections could be. And I know that, Heino, you taught, I remember a couple of years ago, we were talking about just the kind of ad hoc kind of relationship we have, because again, a lot of you, Keisha, you've done it too, but it was much longer than 2 years ago, Heine, because we're so old, but you were saying that it was even a challenge just getting students off the campus to come to the NAGB. At a certain point it wasn't kind of sanctioned, and there was kind of a bit of a struggle to even allow to have the courses. So how we've moved, and we started this kind of ad hoc relationship where you'd come and the students would come to lectures, but now it's really becoming this sanctioned thing. How do you see that helping what you teach?
Oh, no, I mean, absolutely. Like, so I'm sure Keisha could speak to this as well. Like, having field trips to the NAGB and other spaces as well, really facilitates or hammers, like, points that mm-hmm. You try to make in a classroom. So I don't know how many teachers out there are listening or if you remember being a student. Like, you can yell and scream your head off in a mm-hmm. classroom, but it can be, especially in an art environment, which is meant to be super creative and fluid. What's the word now? Liminal. It can be really kind of concentrated. And when... And almost frustrating sometimes, but when you have like proof positive in another space and you see that application in the real world with people actually living and working with the stuff and preparing to like show and thinking curatorially and thinking about process and trying to understand it in terms of the social context of things, it hammers the point home. You can say it till you're blue in the face, but once you see it, you're
it
like,
becomes very real.
You know, and it also, my thing is, it also encourages debate between students as well in a way that doesn't happen in the classroom. Like they can sit down and argue over Brent Malone or something versus, you know,
who is the father of Bahamian art? Right. Max Taylor or Brent Malone?
Sometimes the classroom can really become a bit sterile and stiff, but when you're surrounded by all of this amazing color and fluidity and texture, it really inspires you. And I'm not sure about Haino, but I took a class that I was teaching in Grand Bahama to the Rand Center to visit your trans exhibition there. And for the students, because they hadn't really interacted with art in that way, and the class being taught in that space, it was transformative for them. Like, I was so surprised because I'd always only been teaching that class here in Nassau, and the students always go, they get like 4 field trips per semester in that class. But having that one experience, the students were able to not only relate to the work, but respond to it in a personal way because the exhibition was about identity. And so it made the learning more exciting for them. And so I think it is really important that we're trying to really push for this MOU so that we can already solidify the organic relationships and activities that we've been doing for so many years.
Yeah, and it's such a, I mean, it's a little like even, I mean, it's like a corporate retreat in a way, and we do it at the NAGB every once in a while. We take the staff off property and go somewhere else, and it is really interesting how when you go out of your everyday environment, because even for us, we're in that environment every day, so you think, oh, we're all being super creative all day long, but for us, that becomes the norm, right? Yeah, yeah. So it's quite interesting, you know, you move, and suddenly conversation changes, because hierarchies change and set kind of social structures change, whether it's between students or student professor, that there becomes possibilities become much more open.
There's a sense of place that you can have off campus that you couldn't necessarily have on campus.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's going back to this whole idea of organic relationships, I just want to point out here, and I think these faculty members, and in his absence, I'll say this too for Michael Edwards, you know, UB has a long history of students engaging very significantly with the creative community.
Yes, definitely.
So our students are everywhere, in every gallery, interacting with everybody who is anybody on all things related to what they're learning in the classrooms. And so this, we're just making official what's already been there.
Exactly.
And so it's going to be really important, too, and talking about what's normal and what's everyday. In a way, it may be different for them to come out of the classroom, right, and to have a class at the NAGB, but just knowing that that too is accessible to them. And we want to tell that story through an MOU and officially, even through venues like this. You know, you want to make sure that people understand that we're not creating programs that are somehow detached from the reality in which people live. And this idea that this place is already not, you know, a creative sort of hub. It is. There's so much going on here. You could spend... It's a full-time job,
it
as
is.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also what, you know, again, I always like to say to parents who might be listening is that, you know, I've only been home for 8 years, and I've seen the art scene here expand so much in that time. And there are a lot of people making a good living now in that.
And you can make money doing this.
You know,
this
you
thing.
Can. And again, right. I would say I have 22 employees at the NAGB, and not all of them are artists. Yeah. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Yeah. And, you know, and it's really interesting because I think that idea that, like, universities are teaching something that's not applicable in the real world. But specifically for art, people are like, why should we have our kid do that art class? And it's kind of like, no, there is, you know, I could name 20 different jobs you could have with that background. Some extremely well paying, some, you know, fine, you make a nice living. And so, you know, so again, there's a really a variety. And I think that's something I hope that we can expose students to with the MOU as well. So we're just coming to the end of the first segment. I'm here having a very lively discussion with a whole group of people from UB. Walterior Tucker Roll, the Chair of Communication and Creative Arts. You can tell your communication because you just know exactly what to say. Keisha Oliver and Haino Schmidt, both assistant professors for visual arts at UB, who've been long, long time visitors and to the NAGB and always bringing their students, which is always so great. And we're here talking about what UB is doing in the arts, but also specifically the MOU, the Memo of Understanding, that we have just signed between the two institutions. which will allow for a lot. And I think after the break, we can talk a little bit more about, you know, what we'll be able to offer really towards a university degree after the break. So you're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this break.